God didn't tell us it was going to be that you may suffer just in a second, or you may suffer a little. Pain can come, and it can last as long as God wants that pain to last. But let us draw closer to God when we're going through something. He said, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And God will settle you in him. Oh, yes, we know the devil is relentless in his efforts to destroy our testimony for Christ. He even tested Jesus 3 times in the word of God while he was here on earth. But have you noticed in Luke, that 4th chapter, as I was reading the scripture there, it says in that 13th verse, after he had tested him, it said, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Yes. A season is a period of time. That meant the devil was not through with him. That's the same with you and I today, saints of God. The devil will depart for a season, but let us not let down our guard. See, the Holy Spirit of God reminds us to always dress ourselves every day in the armor of God. Amen. Over in Ephesians, that 6th chapter, he tells us exactly what that armor is. He tells you and I in that 6th chapter, he said that 10th verse, this is Paul. He's speaking there. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong. Thanks to God, we got to be strong in God. If our faith is going to hold till Jesus comes, we've got to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He went on to say, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. The tricks of the devil are here right now. The devil is out busy trying to get your mind and your thoughts off of the things of Almighty God. This is why the word of God said, when the sons of God came together, the devil came also. Don't think because you got up this morning and said, I'm on my way to the house of the Lord, the devil wasn't picking you out. Oh, the devil is busy. Oh, the devil, even after preaching on last Lord's Day, and I remember because I looked over at Sister Maria when the rock flew and hit the windshield. I said, in the message this morning, the Lord had me to share with the saints of God. We may go out and have a flat tire. We may have a furnace go out or water, whatever it might be. I said, and here we are, less than an hour and a half, 2 hours after the service, and the big old rock came. Don't know where it came from and hit the windshield. Oh, saints of God, I could have, right at that time, the devil could have had me turn around and curse God or say anything against Almighty God. I live for you, Lord. Why did this happen to me? God didn't say I was exempt from things happening. None of us are. None of us are. But he tells us, put on the whole armor that you may be able to stand. Saints of God, we've got to stand in these evil days. He went on to say in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. Are you seeing it, saints of God? You think about how our government is trying to taper the information you get up the virus and trying to make sure you only get certain information and other information hiding back. That is wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. They're trying to only taper so much stuff that you get because they don't want the stock market to go down or they don't want this to happen. But, the virus is here. But do we have to fret over it? Not so, because we're in Almighty God. Oh, yeah. We take all the precautions. We take all the things that we need to because God wants us to. But, saints, we can't fret about the things that are happening in this world today. He goes on to say here, wherefore, verse 13, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil days. Do you believe you're within the evil days right now? He said, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate breastplate of righteousness. You got to have on righteousness. Oh, saints of God, this way we walk is about righteousness. Then he went and said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Then he said, above all this armor that you're putting on, he said, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Do we believe that?
Amen.
He said, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word. You've got to know the word of God if you're going to stand against the enemy. Jesus said, my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. We got to know the word of God in order to be able to stand against the devil. He went on to say here, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Not just praying any old way, but praying in the Spirit of Almighty God. Praying in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I thank God we even have it in our bulletin to pray for one another each and every day.
Amen.
Not just for the saints here, but the saints of God. When you say, Lord, remember the saints of God. If you are a saint, then now we're remembering you.
Amen.
Your name may not be called out. But as a saint of God, thank God that you're in the family of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Oh, yeah, Satan is roaming about. He's looking for a perfect opportunity to attack. But God has left us with the necessary tools and equipment that you and I need for our spiritual warfare. See, when we dress ourselves in God's armor, we are confirming our faith in him. Know this, saints of God. The trials and tests that you and I face can strengthen our faith, but it all depends on our response to these trials that you and I are going through. Are we diving into God's word? Are we seeking God in prayer during these times? It is only with God's power that you and I are going to be able to overcome the enemy of our soul. You see, the precious word of God is life to you and I. But the words of fear, doubt, unbelief, they are death to our faith. We entertain these things. You and I are going to yield to the evil spirit that is invading our land right now. We are reminded in the word of God, in Matthew, the 4th chapter, when Jesus was led up of the spirit, into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He used the word of God to fend off Satan. You see, the word of God is life to you and I. Why? Because Jesus, we are told, is the word of God. We are told in Hebrews 1:1, if you turn with me there for a moment, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners, it said, in times past, spake unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Oh, Jesus was in the beginning.
Amen.
Also in John 1:1, it says to you and I, in the beginning was the Word. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word was God. Then he jumps on to say down and says in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father and full of grace and truth. Praise Almighty God. Oh, saints of God, if you and I are not fully grounded in our understanding of the truth, and we have some carnality in our actions, we're going to fall for what the devil is saying. You see, it is the devil's job to twist and to turn the trust that we have in Almighty God into a lie. How many of us believe that? You see, Jesus told us in John the 8th chapter, Look what he says there in the 44th verse. He said the devil, was a murderer. And I'm paraphrasing here. From the beginning, and abode not in the truth. See, he was never in truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For what? He is a liar and the father of it. That's the devil. Also, this is why we are told in Hebrews, the 3rd chapter and the 12th verse, look at what he tells you and I there in that scripture. He says, take heed, speaking to the brethren, take heed, brethren. He said, lest, L-E-S-T, meaning for fear that there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. We don't want an evil heart of unbelief. He said, in departing from the living God. We are living in a time of apostasy, and I know this is one of the scriptures that we're going to be studying, or one of the things we're going to be studying in our Bible study. That's why it's important for all of us who are able to make it to be here. Our two brethren have studied the word of God. Our two brethren are ready to teach us what thus saith the Lord. And saints of God, this is word right here. He is giving you and I a warning. He said, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief is running rampant right now in what is supposedly the religious cycle. Many don't believe the things of Almighty God. Why? Because they'll say, well, we haven't seen anything change. Things are the same as they used to be. Well, I say to you, yes, there has been a change. There's been a change in my life. There's been miracles worked all throughout this congregation. There have been things that God has brought us through. You may say, well, I don't see it, Sister Renee. Well, I say, get into the word of God. I say, come on Wednesday night and sit down with the brethren and the sisters and hear the testimonies of God.
Praise God.
And see what God is doing right here in this congregation. He went on to say here, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another. You can't exhort me if you're not with me here.
That's right. Amen.
I can't exhort you if I'm not here. He said, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
Yeah.
He said, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto what? The end. Will our faith hold us till Jesus comes back? He went on to say, while it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. And saints of God, we know the story, do we not? That there were many who died in the wilderness, right? Because they had a heart of disbelief. You think about back in the time of Moses, and you can read about it in the Word of God. I believe it's back in Numbers. I'm not for sure exactly, but I believe so. But at the time when God asked to send up 12 spies, and the spies went up, and God had already told them what was over in the land. But there were 12 that went up. And when they got there, they came back with an evil report. Only two, Caleb and Joshua, were the only two that came back with a good report. And all there were those that believed that went after those who said about the evil report. You think about the saints of God that came back to the camp of Almighty God, and they brought back an evil report amongst people, and people began to believe what they were saying. They forgot about all the goodness of Almighty God. They forgot about what God had brought them through. Oh, don't let us get to the end, saints of God, or close to the end, and forget about what all God has done for you and I. Oh, you may say to me, well, we don't know, Sister Renee. Some of our saints are going through set things right now. We've seen death on every hand. We've seen cancer in our congregation. We've heard some that have had these things happen. Oh, those are things that are happening. Those are light afflictions that are happening. We're not taking them lightly. Don't misunderstand. But that's what the Bible says, that these light afflictions that you and I are going through, they cannot be compared with the glory that we shall receive. How many of us believe that? All of us have lost a loved one. Some of us sitting right now in here, coming up on a year. Next month, Sister Carol, up on a year of Brother Carol. He had cancer. He went through that. But Brother Carol battled that cancer. He went right on for Almighty God. He came to us on a Wednesday night. We were sitting here, and I'll never forget, here he comes in, and he had his staff. He walked into the house of God, and he came in to give the saints of God encouragement, even in the midst of his cancer, even in the midst of his trial. He was telling us to stay strong in the Lord. He knew it. He felt within himself his time was short, but brother was concerned about the saints of God. He didn't want us to be concerned about it, because he said, I've lived a good life. To remember it, saints of God. Amen. He told us, I've lived 90 years. Amen. I didn't know that I was going to live these 90 years, but God has been good to me. Praise That's God. What brother told us. Praise Sister God. D, when she came in last time, I don't know if you remember, she stood up and sang a song to you and I. Brother, when he came in, he came up, couldn't sing it, but he read the words to a song. Amen. That is for you and I. Amen. To continue to fight on the good fight of faith and lay hold on to eternal salvation. Not to give up on God.
Amen.
Not to get in the midst of a trial and turn on Almighty God and curse God. No, we're not going to be like Job's wife told him to be. Curse God. He told the foolish woman, no. My God had brought him through many things. But he believed in Almighty God. He said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Do you trust him, saints of God?
Thank you.
Praise God.
Praise God.
No matter how hard it gets. Oh, saints of God, it has gotten hard.
Lord.
It has been so rough. But thank God.
Amen.
We can trust him. Thank God. He still is here with us. Thank God he's bringing us through each and every day. Thank God. I thank God for dear Sister Regina. Our last fellowship. She and I were downstairs, and we were washing dishes. She was washing, I was drying, and we were laughing. And I said to Sister Regina, I said, we've been through. We've had some rough deaths lately. Brother Jonathan, Dad, Mom, Brother Carol, talking about our family. Not to get too into anybody else, but we were just sharing about our family. And Sister Gina looked at me and she said, but he says this. He would not put on us no more than what we're able to bear.
Yeah. Amen.
But with every temptation away, praise God.
Amen.
She and I began to chuckle. We weren't laughing at the fact that they're gone, because we miss them dearly. But we thank God for what he's brought us through.
Yeah.
And he's kept us strong. Now we're here for our dear brothers who need us right now. Although we're still coming off of a death ourselves from a sister-in-law and an uncle, back to back, God still has us here to encourage our dear brothers.
Amen.
And to lift them up. And to be here for them. That's how our God works, saints of God. Our God will bring us through every situation. Don't doubt him. Trust him and be true. Because God will bring us through, saints. Oh, he's brought us this far by faith. Lean in on the Lord. Let's not turn around on him. Let's not look at these little light things and say, oh, Lord, we can't know, but we got to go on, saints of God. We got to go on for Almighty God. Let's continue on there in Hebrews and what he says there in that third chapter. He said, for some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? We don't want to sin against God and be in a wilderness for 40 some years. We want to know that God is still on our side. We want to trust the Almighty God and just see what God's going to do with our lives. He said, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. You see, people are losing a lot of opportunity with Almighty God. People are looking around and saying, well, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to see whether, you know, God, we heard downstairs, one of our young people was saying about one of her little classmates. She said, oh, she said, well, she said she would probably believe the word of God if she saw that God signed the Bible at the end. And I said to her, God's signature is all through this Bible.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ is God's
Praise
signature.
God.
Because he said for John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
Yeah.
That's God's signature. You don't have to look down and see God signed on the word. See, that's the enemy, the trick of the enemy, to keep people away from it. If I see God do this, or if I see, if God heals this person, then I'll believe in Almighty God. Well, you don't come up to God and give God an ultimatum.
Amen.
You don't stand before God and say, God, if you do this, I'll do that. Not so. God speaks and man lives. And he speaks and man dies. And I wouldn't want to stand before an Almighty God that said he is, the word of God said, our God is a consuming fire. God can consume you just like that in a nanosecond. Oh, don't come up against Almighty God, but give reverence to Almighty God.
Amen.
He said he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy. He'll grace on whom he'll have grace. We can't challenge God. Amen. He went on to say there in verse chapter 4 of Hebrews, he said, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. We don't want to come short, saints of God. For unto us was the gospel preached. See, we've heard the word of God. Not just because I'm here, but we've heard the word of God. The ministry has preached the word of God in this house of God for years. He said, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Oh, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Oh, praise be to my Almighty God. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Also in Romans 10:17, we are told, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is why getting the word in our hearts and not just in our head is vital to preserving our faith in Almighty God. That is why we must, as it tells us in Revelations, to eat this little book. We must eat the word daily, communing with God to strengthen our faith. This word of God, it will build us, build our trust in Almighty God. It will build our trust in our faith. It also will build our hope. You see, the word of God is our compass for righteous living. Many will point back to the law and begin to say things such as, well, David sinned. He was a man after God's own heart. Although God loved David, he never excused David's sin. God dealt with them. And the Psalms display oftentimes his prayer to Almighty God. Turn to the 38th division of Psalms and look at this one in particular. He says there in that first verse, he said, O Lord, rebuke me not in thy wrath, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. He said, for thine arrows stick fast in me, and thy hand presses me sore. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thine anger, neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. See, David didn't just get away with anything. As people want to say, oh, he's the apple of God's eye. Yeah, but he still didn't get away with anything. He said, for mine iniquities are gone over my head as an heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. Listen to what David's saying. Oh, David went to Almighty God. He said, I am troubled. See, when your life has sin in it, you can't rest. That's when you have insomnia. Sin will keep you up at night walking the floor. But if you're in God, you can rest in Almighty God. He said, I am troubled. I'm bowed down greatly. I go mourning all the day long, for my loins are filled with a loathsome disease, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Oh, this is David saying. He said, I'm feeble and sore broken. I have roared by reason of the disquietness of my heart. See, David had so much unrest. He was letting Almighty God know that. He said, Lord, all my desire is before. Listen to what he's saying to God. All his desire was before the Lord, and my groanings are not hid from thee. Saints of God, when you and I are going through something, our desire should be before the Lord.
Amen.
What we're going through is not hidden from Almighty God. If you really want to read the rest of it in your leisure, you can do so as you go on to read. As David declared, went on and said, for I will declare my iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin, as later on in the chapter. But David was talking to Almighty God. And saints of God, we can talk to Almighty God too. We can come to him. See, God didn't allow him to get away with anything. God also did not design the law to be the means of justification. He designed faith for that purpose.
Amen.
You see, our faith in God is not a substitute for righteousness. Righteous living is a requirement for you and I to make it into